Before you visit our beautiful Louvre, I've planned something truly spectacular that I know you'll both love, he told us. As Kim and I left our luxurious suite, we were escorted to another floor at the Ritz. The next thing I knew, we were inside the suite where Coco Chanel lived until her death in 1971. We had been taken to Azzedine Alaïa's atelier with him in the trendy Marais district. Now to be in Madame Chanel's suite? Kim and I were pinching ourselves. As we exited the Ritz, I sadly remembered the last picture the world saw of Princess Diana before her fatal car accident in the exact place where we were walking. Kim and I were taken aback by the blinding flash of dozens of photographers outside the hotel as uniformed security guards hurried us to a waiting Mercedes. The cameramen climbed onto their motor scooters as we drove off in the Mercedes, and with police escorts in front and behind, their sirens blaring, we raced the paparazzi to the Louvre. Arriving at the famous museum's pyramid, we were greeted by a team of escorts and security. They led us through private tunnels, up some stairs, then down some others. A door suddenly opened and we were standing behind a velvet rope, beyond which stood the world's most famous woman, Leonardo da Vinci's masterpiece of beauty and mystery, the Mona Lisa. Oh my God, pinch us again. The curator of the Louvre whispered in my